Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osmo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Thursday, May 26th. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are, and then go sign up at No House Advantage using the promo code Osmo. Get yourself $25 on that first deposit. And we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10. Otto Porter, if he plays, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleber, Andrew Wiggins, and Jordan Poole on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? Time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to Klay Thompson. He's 8,800, projected for 36, and he's in the optimal lineup 42% of the time. You know what you're getting out of Klay. It's mostly scoring. 37 minutes, 25% usage, 21 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a stock and a half. You get him in the optimal captain spot 9% of the time. You get him in the utility spot 33% of the time. He's just your normal balanced, like, step below star level play on a showdown slate. I don't have much else to add. If you want to go to him on captain, completely makes sense to me. If you prefer him in utility, completely makes sense to me. I expect him to be owned right around this number. There's not a lot of variability in Klay Thompson's projection. A lot more variability in Frank Ntilikina's projection. He's in at number four. He is 1,200. I got him projected for 7.5 fantasy points, and he's in the optimal lineup 44% of the time. We saw him get a decent chunk of playing time in the last game, 15, 16 minutes, something like that. I'm not going to that level, but he has been in the rotation. I gave him 11 minutes, 14% usage, 3 points. Yes, 3 points, one rebound, one assist, a half steal. You're not putting him in the captain spot. 44% of the time he works in utility. You don't have a lot of options to pay down, and you know that Luka's salary is going to be high, so it starts to bring Ntilikina along for the ride. If you think there's a different $1,000-ish play that you want to get to, whether that's Kuminga, oh, I don't even know his price at this point, Kuminga or any of the other guys at the bottom of the Golden State roster, like if Otto Porter ends up out, Frank Ntilikina becomes way less interesting because there's more options that look like him. But for now, with Otto Porter in for me, I think Ntilikina looks pretty good. But remember, you don't need a lot at 1,200. Seven and a half fantasy points puts him in the optimal 44% of the time. You probably only need 8 for him to be a coin flip to be in an optimal. Speaking of coin flips, our first coin flip guy is number 3, Draymond Green, 7,600, projected for 32.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 53% of the time. I love this price tag for Draymond. I have him in for 34 minutes. When games are competitive and he is not in foul trouble, I think 36 to 38 is realistic. If you try to discount that a little bit, I think 34 looks pretty good. That's how I get him in at the third spot. 14% usage, 8 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 2.5 stocks. He will check every single box across the board. He's hitting every statistical category. 11% likelihood of being in at the captain. 43% at utility. Draymond Green is officially your first coin flip play of the day. And number 2, we stick with Golden State. We're going Steph Curry. He's 11K, projected for 47, and he's in the optimal lineup 54% of the time. Now, you know what you get here. There is a ceiling that is only rivaled by Luka Doncic. 37 minutes, 32% usage, almost 28 points, 5 boards, 5.5 assists, a stock and a half. 12% of the time, he's your optimal captain. 43% of the time, he's optimal at the utility spot. It's Steph Curry. Basically, there's a coin. There's an interesting dichotomy going on because we know who the number one contender is. We got Steph right around 50%. We got Draymond right around 50%. And I certainly like pairing those two guys. But I think pairing the two of them and having Luka is kind of difficult. So it really makes for a tricky spot in this top three, because when Draymond goes well, it usually means Steph is also going pretty well. But if both of those things happen, do you have enough salary? I think Otto Porter's status will tell a big story. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder. Like, subscribe, notification bell. Follow me on Twitter. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. I forgot this read, but I'm going to be able to keep going. And then sign up at No House Advantage using the promo code AWESOMO. Obviously, Luka is in at number one. He's 12,600, projected for 60.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 87% of the time. 38 minutes here for Luka, 40% usage, 31.5 points, 11 boards, 8 assists, and 2 stocks. 39% likelihood at the captain. That's higher than Maxi Kleber's odds of just being in the optimal. So Luka just at captain gets you into the 8 spot. Luka just at utility gets you into the 4 spot. Makes it a little bit easier here. No one has his ceiling. It's not even close. His median projection is like 18 points higher than Steph Curry's. We don't have anything new here. And it's possible we end up with so much value that Luka is just a full-on, I don't want to say free square, but a guy that is unavoidable. If Porter is out and we get more cheap guys available on the Golden State side, along with Frank Ntilikina, you really stop having an excuse of getting to Luka, and you stop needing those 1K guys. So it's this simple. Luka Doncic is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Thursday, May 26th. FanDuel version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.